This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
7 minutes past eight. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and let's get into our conversation for the morning. If you get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, you would see there that we already have the topic up there and a question that we need you to respond to. If you haven't gone on Facebook, then you should, because this is a conversation you do not want to miss. My guest is live with us in the studio, and you know, from wherever you are in the world, you can watch us live and listen to us live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on X at Nigeria Info PH. My guest this morning is Eze Godspower Okolobia Ogbagi. Eze Igbo Akwo II of Ekpeyeland, Aoda East, is with us in the studio following recent killings in Aoda East area and the insecurity situation we've had around that area for quite a while now, which became even much of a concern following the death of the police DPO, Gbako Mbashim. What could be responsible for this, and how we have gotten to this point where constantly we get reports of this nature from that area has become a concern? And that is why we have Eze with us here in the studio. Eze, thank you for your time, and good morning to you. So let's quickly get into it. Remember, if you have questions or contributions, you can use the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. All right, let's get on to you sir, now. Eze, quickly, let's start from the most recent sad incident, the killing of five people by the notorious gang led by the major suspect Tubaba, who has a bounty on his head, by the way. And some of the things that were said, we spoke to some people who told us that they had said they came to do what they did because they were calling for the release of certain individuals who were held by the police. And they also said that the people that they came to kill were people who were informants to the police. What is the situation at the moment?
Yeah, good morning. It's unfortunate that this incident occurred. I'm so pained by this incident because all the victims, I say, are my family brothers. They accuse them of being police informants. I can't understand if a citizen, a law-abiding citizen, is helping the police to check crimes in the area. You know, that tantamount to a crime. You see, and it is true. Those who carried the operation are those declared wanted by the state government. And those who killed Boko, their sponsors are in the cell. A good number of them have been arrested. I know they are angered by that. And they know too that I'm opposed to what they are doing. I'm seriously opposed to what they are doing. I condemn their activities in a very strong term in the Star newspaper and national agenda. So, it's unfortunate that it has happened.
Now that this is what it is, some people would also want to know whether there is a particular reason for why we've had this level of violence and killings in that area. Is there anything that you can say in your knowledge that could be behind or responsible for the recent killings and insecurity in Aoda East?
All along, in the first place, I'm a native of Odemereni. A freeborn. What I mean by freeborn is my mother and my father all come from Odemereni. And that's a core area. What really happened is that one Cassidy, who is now in cell, takes delight in using these hoodlums in killing his perceived enemies and, you know, those that do not accept him as the agent, because he sort of fraudulently crowned himself. He got up one morning to announce himself as Ezekwakoo.
Is there any particular proof, facts or evidence that has been that was gathered by the traditional institution to affirm that this Mr. Cassidy himself has one way or the other sponsored these individuals who carry out this act? And are those, if there are those, have those been made available to the police? Because some would say these are strong allegations against him.
In our area, in a queer ethnic nation, accession to the throne, or a chieftaincy throne in a queer land is by election. Because it's a new introduction in the area. Queer had no king before.
Mm.
So, all Ezes, ranging from Ezekwelogbo one, and all Ezes, ascend their throne by election. Cassidy announced himself as the Ezekwelogbo without subjecting himself to rules and regulations guiding the school, as prescribed in the Ekpe guideline and a cool constitution. So, some people became worried. We have it in court. I heard a high court ruled against him. So, to sustain his position, he uses these hoodlums.
You were saying that is where all of this started from?
Yes. He used this long. And up to recently, that Bako became their victim, so using the hoodlums.
The hoodlums had said that they would come back and continue killing until these individuals who have been arrested by the police, some of their members inclusive, are released. Is that correct? The hoodlums that came and killed five individuals.
Yes.
The reports we got was that they said that they would come back and continue killing until the police releases their members.
Yes, yes, that is our vow. They vowed to disturb the area until their men are released. You know, accusing people of assisting the police. Because since then, police have been making arrests. A number of them have been arrested.
Are you satisfied with the level of work the police has put in trying to apprehend Tubaba, who is the lead suspect in all of this, and his gang members, especially when you look at the role that the state governor played with the bounty and even going as far as suspending some leaders, traditional leaders, at the time when this first happened, I mean the death of the DPO. Are you satisfied with the effort that the police is making to tackle this problem?
Well, in the first place, I commend His Excellency Governor Sim Fubara for the drastic action he took on the hearing of that Bako's assassination by these hoodlums. But it's not followed up by the police, particularly at home. I mean, they are not doing enough.
What would you suggest that should be done?
Now, it's not enough patrolling the area and getting back to a station. There is need for a coordinated operation. What I mean by coordinated, before I proceed further, the holder local government chairman,
yes,
in person of Honorable Ben Eke, because of how vulnerable the place is and a lot of crimes happening in that area, proposed to, site a police post or police station at Ako Center, put it very close to where these boys camp, that is the hoodlums camp. But believe me, it was opposed by Cassidy, their own sponsor, because he knew that if another local government chairman had established a police post there, the excesses of these hoodlums would be checked. So up to now, the police is not, I mean, this, the project is not carried out. I will use this opportunity to call on our other local government chairman, in the interest of people, in the interest of peace in the area, to go on with the project as quickly as possible. One side. Then, for the interim, interim measure, there should be a coordinated operation. I know that police are not trained for war, but then there are some specialist units in police like anti-corruption team, anti-kidnapping, anti-that, the mobile. At least to station a detachment of mobile or a unit of anti-corruption or kidnapping at junction. Call it Odebrene, Hubogo, Disama, Deke Junction to checkmate the excesses of this hoodlum. It's getting out of hand. It is through the vow that except their men are released, their man is Cassidy, their major sponsor, and all the traditional ruler, and those, you know, it's, those arrested by the police.
But you're saying this now, and he's been arrested, but then we haven't had the police say that from their investigation, this individual is who they think is behind all of this. There's not been any official statement from the police to put that down. So again, I'm sure people will think, you've given us an idea on why you think and what has happened with regards to the traditional ascension to the throne and what conspired at the time that you feel led to what we have now. This individual is now in police custody. Are you concerned that perhaps the police has not come out to clearly state what they have found in the course of their investigation?
Well, according to them, they are still investigating. But then, I urge them to bring to book, to bring to justice anybody found connected with the death of Bako and what is happening in the area. No matter how highly placed, they should not compromise. After all, Bako is theirs. If they can compromise with the death of Bako, who else? They will not compromise it. I think they are good. They will not come up with their, you know, for us to know, come up with their findings, but I know they've been able to gather facts. They've been able to gather facts of what happened. But our prayer is that they should not compromise, you know, with any person.
Okay.
No matter how highly placed.
Some people say a local vigilante is one way to tackle this. Do you share that idea?
No. I say no in the sense that I happen to be a military man. It cannot send somebody with bare hand or somebody with matches to confront a hoodlum with sophisticated weapon. I mean, sophisticated weapon, they are disclosed in the video. I don't know what I say, you saw the video. You can imagine the type of weapon they hold. With loaded 5-6 magazines. And this magazine contains not less than 30 rounds. A vigilant, who arms a local vigilante? What pissed them now, this food log down, is the military. Even the police, except a specialist unit of the police, like mobile, anti-corruption, or whatever. A vigilante, a local vigilante who cannot combat this hoodlum. Their arms are sophisticated. They bear sophisticated weapons.
Because there are people who think that should work, and there are people who even accuse traditional leaders to say that the traditional institution needs to do more in securing their domain. Do you think that there's anything in particular that traditional leaders, not just yourself now, but every other traditional leader, can do within their domains to ensure security and peace? Are there anything?
Yes. The traditional institutions are government extension to the grassroots. And they should be working with the government. If they have any complaint, they go to the government. Just as I'm telling you, that local vigilante cannot solve the problem. Knowing what the type of arm the boys carry, you can't send a bear man. You're crucifying him. Sending him, you know, it's a death sentence. Asking a man somebody with bare hand to go and confront a heavily armed hoodlum in that matter, criminal in that matter, who is ready to do anything, who take delight in taking people's life. What feeds them is military, or rather, I call it a coordinated operation, where a specialist unit or the military itself can come. We know their area, where they camp.
So has the police been informed about this? Because the police would say information they don't have. So if you're saying that you know the areas where this boy camped and where they operate
from. I wouldn't say police is not aware of where they camp, because it has been happening for a long time. But I detest the idea of patrolling on the roads. I'm going back to this thing. They better say that the thing has overwhelmed them, that the operation has overwhelmed them. They call in, the military or specialist unit like mobile, anti-corruption, and plan a coordinated operation. Not only with patrolling and going back, they should stay within the territory where these criminals are. Mm.
All right, Eze, we have a very short commercial coming. We'll go for a very short break, take a commercial. When we come back, we'll also open the phone lines and get responses from the listener. Okay. We'll also take some messages. Some people already sending in messages. I'll remind us, just in case you've not been following the conversation, my guest is Eze Godspower Okolobia Ogbagi. Eze Igbo Accord, second of Ekpeyeland, Awada East, with us in the studio. If you have questions, we're asking, what suggestions would you give the police and traditional institutions in Awada to tackle insecurity in that area? You've heard from the Eze with me in the studio, what he thinks should be done. A coordinated approach, a coordinated attack is what is needed from special units of the police or even from the military. Do you agree with that? Well, we'll go for a commercial when we come back. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, let's continue with the conversation. Let's talk Nigeria Info. My guest is a Godspower Okolobia Ogbagi, is the Igbo Accord, the second of Ekpeyeland, Awada East. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and I'm sure you have questions, you have contributions to make. What suggestions would you give the police and traditional institutions in Awada to help tackle insecurity in that area? Following the recent development, sad news, gang members of the Wanted Tubaba had invaded the community and five people were killed. And they had said they would come back and do more until their members in police captivity are released. And they also said that those killed were informants to the police. Well, how they arrived at that conclusion would also be some sort of worry for some people. Before we open the phone lines and take your contributions and calls take your messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, by the way, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. You can also watch us live in the studio on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3. PH joining on the conversation. Let me get to Eze now. Eze, before we open the phone lines and take questions from what's happened online, tell us, because the concern and worry for many people for this sort of thing to happen is, where was the police and those who were supposed to be in the community who were at the time after the death of the DPO, the gruesome murder of the DPO? People felt that the police had said it was working, and it was seen that the police was working because some arrests were made. But many thought that we would have had an improved presence of security agents. In fact, we know that in Aouda, we have certain commands and posts in Aouda town. So what activities from the time the DPO was killed until before now that we had this sad incident, would you say that there's been enough security presence and activity of security personnel?
Yes. There are no security presence, enough security presence in that territory where these hoodlums are. Rather, police have been moving from Aouda, patrolling from Aouda to the area. And after patrolling, they come back to a station.
So you don't have them stationed within those communities?
No,
they are not
no.
there
that's,
living?
That's what we are advocating now, for an entry measure that should be a police unit. A police unit at a call center. What I mean center? Center that links to from Odemreni to Odemide, Odisama, Odeke, and Ihubogo. A center that links four communities. And where these students live is, it's not a big distance, it's a long distance from the center. And if police or a specialist police unit like anti-courtism, particularly because that's the area, anti-courtism, they should be up and doing this matter. And a unit of anti-courtism, or I'll call it a detachment of anti-courtism, should be established there. That is why these boys operate like gorillas. They hit and run. The moment they notice that the policemen are not there, the president of police are not, they'll come out to track their target and run away. And they have informants along the road.
Which is my next question, because they had said that the people killed were informants to the police. People would ask, how did they come to know that people in the community informed police? Or even worse would be, these people would need to eat. These hoodlums need to, they use phones. How do they go about all of this in the community? Are they not known? Is it that they don't come out, people don't see? Well, what exactly? And how does it?
Uh-huh. Very, very unfortunate. You know, every 12, there must be a Judah. Among the community youths, some of them serve them as informants. That is, if police is coming from Aouda, the moment they notice police van passing, they will phone them. Ha, police come, you know, police is coming. There will,
how do the people charge their phone when they are in the bush?
I don't know. If those boys are charge their phone, their informants charge their phone. They send food to them. Send, drugs. That India hemp. Send food, send India hemp, charge their phone. Their own informant.
So, and these their informants are not known in the community?
Now, they are known.
So why?
They know, for fear of being killed, because of how porous the area is. Like the issue of Saturday, the case of Saturday, incident of Saturday, occurred as a result of the police arresting one of their informants. You see, when police arrest the informant, they say, okay, that those boys they suspect to be the informants of the police, those guiding police, must all be killed, must all be terminated. That's how come about the mass killing of this thing. Because that they informant, that is the name is Wana, they call him, was arrested by police, I think on Wednesday or Thursday, I don't know exactly. Now, as soon as that boy was arrested, taken to police, the hoodlums planned the operation, the onslaught of Saturday. So, within the community, they also have their informant. That is why it's difficult to track them, except stationing a police station there, police station, you know, in a close proximity to where they are. Mm. Instead of patrolling, and go back to barrack, leaving the place porous and empty. And the moment they noticed, they've been informed that the police have gone. And the moment they noticed that police have gone, they were soldiers to strike on their target.
With the arrival of the new commissioner, has there been efforts by yourself, the traditional leadership, to also get across to the new commissioner and see that some urgent steps are taken, because he might also have to be briefed about what is happening before taking any measures?
Yes.
Has that been
done? Ever before the killing of Bako, I wrote to the governor, a petition to the governor explaining the security stress in the area. Mm. And the killing of Bako is an affirmation of my allegations in the petition. My killing of Bako confirmed all that I raised in my petition, all the points I raised.
If you raised these allegations even before Bako was killed, why weren't steps taken to prevent that from happening?
So I also wrote to the police. Now, with the new development, as you said, I will rightly go to Commissioner of Police and put forward this proposal. Because by virtue of my age and position and exposure, I'm in a better position to guide them on how to, to clamp down, to exterminate, to wipe out these hoodlums. I'm a trained soldier. Mm. Yes.
Which brings me to your experience in the army at the time you served. Doesn't that give you some level of connections and doors in the military that could be knocked on, and steps or processes that could be followed to see that we also have some level of military intervention? If you think, because you rightly said it might require special units in the police or an intervention from the military to tackle this problem.
Yes. Except the military comes in. I agree with you. Except it comes in. The police ordinarily are not trained for war. And without menacing words, the police cannot, except especially when they cannot combat the hoodlums, like the type we have at Odiomuje right now. They bear sophisticated weapon. I say it, I copy to say. You cannot send, suggested of vigilante, a man without arm or with a knife or whatever, or with a stick, to go and combat somebody with an AK-47 with heavily loaded magazines.
No. Let's open the phone lines and take some responses now. We'll take questions and responses. We have quite a number of them already. On WhatsApp, it is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And the numbers to call are 0807-923-0003. And 0817-923-0007. This one says, honestly, the problem is coming from the traditional institutions and the government. I wish Tubaba can be caught alive so he would be asked to reveal some things. Okay. It is a shame to the Nigerian police that Tubaba and his gang are still walking free and continuing their evil acts in Ekpeyeland 2 months after SP Bako was gruesomely murdered. A holistic approach is needed at this point to end insecurity in Ekpeyeland. I will advocate a joint security outfit comprising the Army Police and OSPAC, a local vigilante group, as a way of ending this. Amagbo sent that message. This person says, if you hear me, the rate of corrupt police in the system is also responsible for the level of insecurity. Currently, I'm in a matter where a police officer is refusing to carry out the instructions of his commander, rather consenting to the request of the complainant and their allies. They expect us soon in your studio for more details. Good morning, presenter. In my own opinion, first, the community should be blamed because it took a long time for this to build up to this point and now become a disaster. Secondly, no community should harbor criminals. The community should form a group, a vigilante group. And third, fish out this community in formats and give them necessary actions. Jonas, if you listen to Eze had said vigilante groups cannot work because of the kind of weapons these hoodlums work with. This one says guns have been shared every 4 years by politicians in Ekpeye land. If not, which Ekpeye youth will have almost 1.5 million or so to buy an AK-47? And Eze, quickly, I would need you to respond to this before we take a call from Robin and the others. Would you say that there's the role of politics? Because some people have said there's no job, there's no employment. Some people will also say politicians. Some even say that these boys who are perpetrating these acts have ties to certain politicians, get contracts for these politicians from them to do jobs and the rest of them. Do you think that all of this could also be contributing to the problem?
No, I disagree with them. That's unemployment. You know, it's causing the insecurity we have in the area.
What then?
A reasonable youth should, you know, engage itself in one job or the other, one reasonable job or the other. Or learn a trade. You know, learn a trade. Some people are criminally born, criminally minded from their womb. It's those criminals, you know, who gave the excuse, flimsy excuse of no job. One can employ himself. Can be a farmer, can be a trader, it can be a repairer, boto, motorcycle, you know, bicycle repairer. All decide to be a jobber. Instead of resorting to killing people, your fellow human being.
What about the aspect of politics?
I don't think that's enough ground. Well, politicians too will do their best in engaging, you know, some of the jobless people.
Do you think that politicians are taking advantage of this? Because some people feel that these boys would not have the resources to buy these guns. AK-47s are quite expensive, let alone the cartridges that are needed to use every single time. It means there must be some people financing, and the idea for many people is that politicians are behind the financing. Do you think politicians have a hand in all of this, or politics has a hand in all of this? Is it possible that politics has
possible
a hand?
Because in the past, there was no custody in River State. But then, if they are reasonable enough and they are being used by politicians, like we done the election recently, what happened? They should drop their arm and be useful to themselves.
Mm.
It's only one is useful to himself,
yes,
that can be useful to his immediate family, that can be useful to the community and the country at large. If you decide to be a criminal, you constitute yourself a public enemy. Like some boys have gone to kill my relations. We know them. We know them.
Okay. Let's take a few calls.
Yes.
We would also ask you a few more questions after the calls to wrap up. But let's hear from a few of our listeners. Robin is in Eche. Robin, good morning. And straight to the point, please.
Good morning. It's me, Andrew.
Go ahead, Robin.
And good morning to His Majesty that is with you. There's a saying by Dino Malai. He made it popular. You say the truth, you die. You lie, you die. So choose. As a son of the land of a pair that I am, I will not say it's shameful, but anyone who thinks he or she is going to live forever, that person is a joker. Every day, we die, but God give us the grace, those of us that will be able to wake up. So a day will come when one man will come to die. No matter who they are, people are keeping quiet, and we have been shouting. In Ugata, the police station is there. The police officers have been sacked. What has the government done about it? Because I hear your guest is telling us that the chairman of Ahuda, is Ben Eke, wanted to cite a police post. What will a police post do to provide security? A police post of less than 10 policemen. What are they supposed to do? So if unfortunate and lives are being lost, I don't know who's next. What is it me? But if I die, I die speaking my mind.
All right, Robin.
But your Majesty, sir, let me ask you a question now. Before this incident, the governor of River State suspended the SJ Igbo Agoho Cassidy. And you are now telling us you are the Eze Igbako the second. When did you ascend the throne? Money.
All right, Robin, thank you. Eze would respond. Let's just take Zion and Braid first. Zion from GRA, good morning. Hello, Zion. Okay, Zion, you might have to call back. Braid is in Oginigba this morning. Hello, Braid, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, FAB.
All right, go ahead, Braid.
My first question is this. His Majesty is also at an order. And since all this while, His Majesty is not outspoken on the when the police video was killed and when the chief was also arrested, the Cassidy KGD. And my question to His Majesty, 1980-90, we were not having all the insurgents killing here and there. Until we get to 2003, why am I saying that it's politicians that harm this boy? Now, we have two local governments at Awuda to bring dividends of democracy close to the people. But as His Majesty, is he seeing the dividends of democracy in his local government or at the state? So why was this boy being harmed that they can have five magazines in one rifle? How could that be upheld? If there should be military presence at Awuda, I think for me, they should build military barracks at Awuda. And mostly, where these boys are taken as their camp, those areas should be cut off and made a barracks. I think that would also help to curb this issue. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, thank you very much. Let's get on to Mufasa. Mufasa from D-Line. Good morning to you, Mufasa.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and quick one. Good morning to the Majesty in the studio. Well, Andrew, you see, I want to say that every crime within the society is homegrown. Now, I'm happy that His Majesty has equally told us that some of these boys, they know them. And one thing I've noticed is that these boys, they get the patronage of the leaders in that their community, even right from the time they started this hooliganism and to this time that they've turned a terror to the society. Now, we actually told that when the DPO was killed, some persons celebrated the death of the DPO. In fact, we actually told that some persons killed cow and all of that, and some traditional rulers were arrested. Now, the traditional ruler from that area, His Majesty, sir, are there any measures or punitive measures or punishments that have been, enshrined to dish out to traditional rulers who patronize these boys, keep them in their domain, and use them against perceived opponents? Do you people have anything like a penalty for those people who have all these criminals?
All right, Mufasa.
As traditional ruler from that area, that's my question.
All right, Izzy, we have less than 4 minutes, so if we can wrap up. You saw the questions. What penalties on ground for people who commit these crimes and these sort of activities in the community at the traditional level, as a traditional institution, are there certain penalties? And also, people questioned when you ascended the throne and how you ascended the throne and why you're recognized as the Izzy of the community at the moment. To be precise, the Eze Igbuako the second. So if you can just respond to both those questions before we attempt to wrap up.
Probably they understand the background of Igbuako well. Prior to this time, Cassidy purported to have been in control using these hoodlums. With Cassidy, no offense, no punishment is prescribed for the boys. So, they are seen as public enemy. They are dangerous people because they are armed. Donary community man had no gun.
Before now, the lead prime suspect in all of this, Tubaba, was he a law-abiding citizen? Did he have a business? What was he doing before now? Or was this how it has always been from time?
Kumaba was a schoolboy. He just left school and joined Calcism. He just left school. Some of us had no hard work. It's not all that educated, but I know he attended secondary school. As soon as he left school, he joined Calcism.
There's a young man. Report that he has said in businesses that he run.
Recently, as a cultist, he was doing dredging. Dredging out of usurpation of people's, facilities. People's site, people's treasure. I don't know whether you follow what I'm talking about.
Yes.
As a cultist with gun, he just come to you, give me this, give me that.
And at that point, the community did not tackle the problem?
No community dare say anything. It'll be shot. Let me tell you this thing. Like my experience as Eze Gbako the second.
Unfortunately, all along, Eze, unfortunately, time will not allow us. We're already out of time.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. The conversation is live on Facebook. Watch it again. Good morning.